a young Austrian citizen who was also a dual citizen of North Macedonia, Kutim Fezilau, took himself to attack six different locations in the center of Vienna, carrying a long gun, a pistol, and a machete, as well as a mock suicide belt, attacked people in bars and restaurants, killed a policeman or seriously injured a policeman in front of a synagogue. This was a premeditated attack. The individual was known to the security forces in Austria as an ISIL sympathizer. So far, more than a dozen people are seriously injured and four people are dead. The perpetrator itself, himself, was killed at that night by the Austrian police.
So, we heard early on that there were concerns that there were others involved. No others have turned up.
So far, the Austrian police has reversed its initial statement where they said there were six different locations, there had to be more than one attacker, to a statement that says there's absolutely no indication there has been a second attacker. Looking at the map in Vienna and the six locations, and having been in Vienna, in that part of Vienna myself, it is not inconceivable that Fezilau, who's been seen running at several points by eyewitnesses, had been able to reach those six locations within the 30-odd minute that the entire attack took place. So I would, by now be feel very comfortable that he was on the night acting alone. However, as you've seen over the last couple of days, few people have been arrested, both in Austria as well as in Switzerland, that had connections to Fezilau. So he was certainly part of a wider network of contacts. Now, there's not been any statement whether these individuals were involved in the actual attack planning, but they were certainly, close enough to him to be considered for arrests and interrogation right now.
I think I saw where ISIS had taken responsibility for it, or at least suggested that they were involved.
Well, ISIL put out a statement with a picture that is publicly available at this point of the perpetrator saying he did this as a part of, as a soldier of the caliphate, and there has been a video where he swears allegiance to ISIL. However, what needs to be taken into account here is that he had been trying to join ISIL a couple of years ago and was arrested in Turkey. So this video where he swears allegiance to ISIL may be current or it may be a little bit older, related to his first attempt to join ISIL in Iraq and Syria, for which he was arrested in Turkey, extradited to Austria, and then received a short-term prison sentence.
Hans, at this point, where does the investigation stand from your perspective? How far does this go towards changing the security profile in Vienna and surrounding areas?
Yeah, there are a couple of things that are important to point out. So number one, in difference to the attacks in France, which were knife-wielding perpetrators who did a lot of harm. I mean, as you know, there's been a series of attacks, as you already mentioned, where people got injured and killed. Having a knife attack is something that can be spontaneously organized. A knife is not an illegal thing in anywhere in the world, not in Austria or in France either. So you buy a knife, you go out, you perpetrate the attack. This attack had to have some preparation simply because there are firearms involved. And in Austria, it is not legal without any, great checks to actually possess a firearm, let alone have a firearm in your private home, which means these firearms are illegal, which means he had to procure them illegally. He was just released from prison on a terrorism charge. So this individual would have never been able to get a firearms license in Austria. So this needed to be done before. Also, I think looking at the time frame and the amount of targets that he hit and the route that he took, it seems that he planned this out, which targets he wanted to attack so that he could get maximum damage in the minimum amount of time. And finally, he chose the last evening where such attack in the next couple of months was really possible or, for him beneficial in that he chose the evening before the national lockdown came into force, where the weather was fairly warm, it wasn't raining, and he could expect really a lot of people being out and about in bars and restaurants, especially in the first district, which is the center of Vienna, where the attack took place. So this is far more prepared than what we had seen in France. This doesn't mean that ISIL in Iraq and Syria was involved in the attack planning or even knew prior to the attack about this, that this was about to be happening. There was a similar case, as you may remember, there was a horrible attack a couple of years ago on a Christmas market in Berlin, where we had the same thing. The perpetrator prepared the attack, he stole a truck, drove it into the Christmas market. Minutes beforehand, he swore allegiance to ISIL and sent the recording there. And then ISIL said he was a soldier of the caliphate. So the formulation, a soldier of the caliphate, doesn't really mean that ISIL center had any prior knowledge or was conducting this attack.
Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director with the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.